The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. There's a time for kidding around and a time to be serious. This is not one of them.
Broadcasting coast to coast, whatever that means. This is the Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Yeah. You said that, Todd. Hey, Albin.
Hey.
Is your microphone on?
I hope it is.
I don't really hear you.
Well, you don't?
Oh, now.
You know why?
Because Matt.
What?
Is not normally our engineer.
Oh, man.
And he doesn't. He can't do it too good.
No.
Poor Matt. It's not a TV show. Nobody knows who Matt is.
No.
But as long as we know who to blame, that's the most important thing. Do you understand, Albin?
It always is.
Okay, now, all joking
it's
aside.
It's usually me. But,
all joking aside. No. All joking aside, you don't seem yourself today.
I'm a little down. I've been run down for a while. I don't know what it is. I've had a cold I can't get rid of, and I'm just run down.
Welcome to my life.
I know.
No, it's actually kind of true. Like, I go for months because I deal with depression where sometimes it's kind of low level, but I'm not myself.
Well, that's I got what you got, and you say,
well, wait a minute, this is not me, it's because I'm not feeling well. But you have to be careful, because negative thoughts, like what I notice when I have depression, or sometimes just when I'm sick, and depression kind of creeps in, and I mean real depression, I'm not talking about like just the blues, but what I notice is that my mind goes to every negative thought. And the positive thoughts I bat away.
Yeah.
And the negative thoughts, it's not that they're not true, but they kind of take on this, like, power over
a
me.
Life of their own. Well, the thing is, things are going so great with the radio show in my life, and I think in yours. And I'm very excited about all this, but some of the stuff is running me down, and I don't usually go through that. I'm usually one of these,
guys. That's what scared me. When I saw you today and you weren't all jokey, I said, wait a minute, something's wrong. All right. Well, I think we have listeners who will pray for you.
I hope that's a good reason
to bring it up. Yeah, no kidding.
Thanks.
Okay, now today we got a lot going on here. First of all, in hour two today, we've got Matt Popovitz on. He's the pastor of a church here in New York City. I attended yesterday. It's a small church it's just off of 9th Avenue and 57th Street.
Mm.
But it's so cool that there are all of these churches in New York City. It's just amazing. There's so much going on in New York City that it's like a new world. Can you imagine? Remember 20 years ago?
Yeah.
Like there was like Redeemer Times Square Church. That's about it. Right?
Yeah. A lot of inventive churches, not reinventing the gospel, but bringing the gospel in a way that people are like excited, refreshed.
So that's hour two, Matt Popovitz. Okay, and then in a few minutes, we're going to be talking to my friends Sheila Weber and Heather Grizzle about National Marriage Week. Next week, folks, is National Marriage Week. I guess they always get it to coincide with Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So next week is National Marriage, or maybe that's 2 weeks away. Yeah, that's 2 weeks away. Anyway,
you'll get straightened
out. The point is that National Marriage Week
is coming
coming soon, and we're going to have Sheila and Heather to talk about it. But we want to introduce a new segment to the program called Viewer Email. And we've got sacks of it here,
that's
folks.
That's like the email bag. Yeah.
The email man, who's different from the mailman, delivers sacks of email to us.
Yep.
And we just go through them and read them sometimes. But I thought maybe we could read them on the air now and again, right?
Yes.
So in a couple of seconds, I'm going to read one that I thought was really delightful. But before that, we've got to remind our listeners, this is big. Our campaign with
CSI
ends this week.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. So if you thought about giving, this is it, folks. We've currently raised $32,600. That's great, except we want everybody to participate. So some people have been really generous. Other people, now this is, I go down the list, right? there's many people that have given $50, $25, $5, $20. I want to say somebody in Newburgh, Oregon, named Mark, gave $5. And I have said over and over on this program, if you just give a few bucks, you give what you can, that's what we're looking for. Yes. I want to commend Mark. I'm not going to read his last name, but I mean, the fact that people say, you know what, I'm going to make the phone call, mm-hmm. I'm going to go to the website, metaxastalk.com. I want to say thank you. So when I read the smaller amounts, I'm even more thankful. I mean, I'm not kidding. I see $25 here, $30, $10, $10, $20, $20, $25. Yes. Now, again, we're asking for 156. We're really asking for 10,000. But if you can't give that, but you can give $10 or $20, folks, please, this is going to God's work, okay? Mm-hmm. We're not blowing smoke. You've heard us talk about CSI. Yeah. There's very little that's more important than saving people from slavery, literally, in our day and age. I mean, it's like traveling back in time.
Let me give out the phone number real quick,
please.
800-222-5909. 800-222-5909.
Yes.
Call that number as well and give today.
Yeah. 800-222-5909. Whatever you can give, folks. If you give $156, you will get an Eric Metaxas Show hat.
Yes. And I'm a little behind sending the hats out, but you will get it. They are coming, folks, the hats.
You know what? This is a great segue.
Yes. Yes.
Some people have written us, you know, over the years that I didn't get that. I gave this and I'm supposed to get a T-shirt and I never got the T-shirt or whatever. If you didn't get what you think you're supposed to get, please let us know. Because first of all, I want to apologize to anybody. I have no idea. You know, it's one of those things by definition. But if things fall between the cracks, it's really embarrassing. So if you don't let us know, we can never know. So first of all, forgive us if for some reason you did fall between the cracks. But definitely let us know. We want to really make it up to you. And speaking of which, we got an email. I reached into the email bag brought here by the email man himself, Mr. McFeely. And actually, it's Mr. E. McFeely. And he brings us this email. It says somebody wrote in and said that they didn't get their Eric Metaxas Show lighter. And they gave like a year ago to CSI.
That's right. Yeah.
And so they kind of were annoyed by that, right? Now, of course, once I find this out, I'm like, I'm so embarrassed. I'm thinking, if you didn't get something that you're supposed to get, please let us know. We want to make it right. We don't want people out there thinking, Eric Metaxas, he doesn't really, right. You know, half the time they're not even, believe me, folks, we want you to have.
She thought it was a ruse.
Some people think because I kid around so much, I was joking around about the lighters. I was not joking about the lighters. But the point is, whatever you think you're supposed to get, you know, it's an honor system, but we believe it. And so, but anyway, so this person said that, you know, she's really excited because we are sending her the lighter that she didn't get. And we're throwing in a T-shirt for free, obviously. But then she says that she and her husband are going to visit New York City sometime this year just to personally kick my butt. No, sorry. They're visiting New York sometime this year.
They want Todd and I to help.
To do what she's calling an Eric Metaxas tour, visit Times Square Church and other churches highlighted on the show. She'd love to attend Socrates in the City as well. And I just think, you know, this is – I've said this over and over. I love the idea of people coming to New York for a weekend or whatever it is and either come to Socrates in the City or go to Times Square Church, whether I'm preaching or not, go to – you know, there's a lot to do here and there's a lot that's happening. I mentioned, you know, Matt Popovitz has this tiny little church that's just getting started.
Our Savior,
New York City. There's a million of these wonderful things happening in New York, and that just thrills me. So – you know, the idea that that this woman writes us, Judy from Ohio, and lets us know that, you know, she didn't get a lighter. Because of that, we can now send her all the lighters she wants and a bucket of gasoline
to refill.
We have a whole arsonist's kit that we're going to send you, Eric Metaxas.
Oh, gosh.
So, right? So, but it really makes me so happy that she let us know. So if you're one of these people at some point, like you didn't get something, for the love of Pete, just tell us because we really care.
But the recent campaign we're still sending out. So give us another couple of weeks, okay?
Oh, of course. No. They know. They know. But it's not easy to mail all this stuff. You've only got an intern a couple hours a week here and stuff. But anyway, folks, that's it. Again, CSI, this is your last chance. And so if you're a regular listener and you haven't given, pick up the phone, 1-800-222-5909. 1-800-222-5909. 1-800-222-5909. And if you want to call right now, we've got a number for you, 1-800-222-5909. We'll be right back.
You like freedom? I do. You like money? Well, I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right, $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.freedomchecks123.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by March 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.freedomchecks123.com before the March 1st deadline. That's freedomchecks123.com.
I'm just so upset. I'm having so much trouble getting to sleep. Only to wake up in the middle of the night worrying all over again. I'm wearing down. There's no one I trust, no one I can open up to. But I've got to find someone I can talk to. I can't keep going on like this.
She found help, and so can you. We are Faithful Counseling, the world's largest platform for faith-based professional counseling. Our Christian counselors are all licensed, trained, and experienced, qualified and certified by the state board. But more importantly, we share your Christian values. Available 24/7 by text, messaging, phone, and video conferencing from the comfort of your own home. We'd like to invite you to try your first week free by going to faithfulcounseling.com and use the invite code word HELP. That's faithfulcounseling.com and use the invite code word HELP to get your first week free. Faithful Counseling. We're here when you need us.
Do you know that a recent politician once asked, "I've wondered at times what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress." That's a quote from Ronald Reagan, of course. He showed us through his life, his faith, and with his words that Judeo-Christian values and principles still matter. You can help spread the legacy of Ronald Reagan, and you can do it by getting a Reagan email address. Right now, if you have a Gmail, AOL, Yahoo, or other big tech company email address, you help them market their services with every email you send. In return, they scan your emails and target you with unwanted advertising. Now, thanks to our sponsor, ReaganPrivacy.com, you can instead share the Reagan name with every email you send, and they won't scan your emails. They will leave you alone. Get an email address you'll be proud to own at ReaganPrivacy.com. Your very own personal private email address is available to you at ReaganPrivacy.com. Go get your Reagan email address right now at ReaganPrivacy.com.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Thank you.
tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. As I warned you, I have two friends in the studio. And when I have friends in the studio, I don't know what's going to happen. It could get crazy. I could forget to introduce them, but I'll try not to. I'm sitting here with Sheila Weber, whose claim to fame is she's the long-suffering wife of B.J. Weber, my very dear friend. But also, Sheila, what is your title with National Marriage Week? We're talking about National Marriage Week.
I'm the executive director and started this campaign back in 2009, a week to sort of focus on the benefits of marriage and to strengthen individual marriages and improve the culture of marriage in America.
Okay. And the week is always around the Valentine's Day. So it's February 7th to February 14th is National Marriage Week.
That's right.
And who's this woman over here?
Oh, she is my very good friend, Heather Grizzle, who I'm so happy that joined this effort a year and a half ago.
Heather, you mean the what? She's married to Ben Grizzle?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
The
gosh.
One and only.
Wow. Heather, I thought I had respect for Sheila, but now I think I'm giving you equal respect because I know Ben and I know BJ. You are champions of marriage, you two. Heather, what is your title with the campaign here?
I'm the communications director.
Oh, you are? All right. You're trying to keep Sheila on message? Because Sheila's very sloppy. She's very emotional, and you don't know what she's going to talk about. All right. So what do my listeners need to know? We had you guys on a year ago. It doesn't seem to me it's possible. It's a year. It's like a minute ago. But anyway, so what's the idea behind National Marriage Week? Is there a website?
Yes. NationalMarriageWeekUSA.org, because it's happening in 20 countries around the world. We put USA on there, and we want people to get involved. We have this sort of vision, like you have fireworks in every town on the 4th of July. We would like there to be an increase in marriage classes, marriage events, and marriage education all across America. We have the only online national calendar. So even right now, if someone's listening and they know there's a marriage class in their church, please go on their national calendar. It's free. Just plug in the dates and all the information.
Okay, so people can go there to find, like, what kind of marriage events are happening in their town or their neck of the woods.
Exactly.
Okay, so NationalMarriageWeekUSA.org. And who can't spell that? NationalMarriageWeekUSA.org. Heather, you're smiling over there. What would you like to share with the group?
Well, I appreciate you having us on because I think this is a really important topic. I think that we've seen marriage decline in recent generations, and especially my generation is often choosing to live together instead of get married. And so we're pleased to be working on this effort to strengthen marriages around the country, those people who are already married, and to encourage a positive culture around the idea of marriage in the country.
Let's say somebody's listening and they go, look, that's very nice, but who cares about marriage? What's the difference? I mean, we've heard this for 50 years. It's just a piece of paper. I don't agree with that. But what do you say to somebody who says, look, we love each other. We just haven't gotten married. Why does it matter?
Well, there's great research to demonstrate that having lived together before you're married is detrimental to your relationship long term. And furthermore, that being married, there's something different about being married than just saying we love each other. That will have long-term benefits both for your relationship, for your health, for your finances, and for your children. And that's why we think it's so important.
And also, there has been vast amount of research for decades that shows that married people have better health, they have longer lives, they have greater personal happiness. Our greatest concern is children. Children have better outcomes if they can be raised by both their parents. So we want parents to have more success in staying together. And so children, again, the research is overwhelming. They have less addiction, less teen pregnancy. They perform better in school, less trouble with the law. And another huge issue is poverty. Both the progressives and conservatives really have come together and agree that marriage lifts women and children out of poverty. In fact, marriage drops the probability of child poverty by 82%, and we would have 25% less poverty today if we had the marriage rates back in 1970.
Holy cow. Holy cow. It's kind of funny because that's one of the things that we could say today that you couldn't say in 1970. We've seen what happens. Like back then, you heard over and over and over again, like, oh, don't just stay together for the kids. You need to have a healthy relationship. And if the kids are, you know, if you stay married and you're arguing all the time, that's bad for the kids. So you should get divorced and be happy and spend quality time with the kids on the weekends. Right? Like, you heard this over and over and over again. Now statistics show that that is baloney, that's simply not true. Divorce is harmful to children, but we're finally seeing it.
And we also want people to rethink the situation that they're in if they are going through a hard time, that 35% of people going through the divorce courts are open to reconciliation. They just don't know what to do about it. They don't have anywhere to go.
That's huge.
Right. And so if you can save that amount of marriages, that reflects hundreds of thousands of children's lives. The other thing that they've discovered is that people who go through the tough times and work through their hurdles, that 5 years later, the vast majority of those couples are very happy.
Okay, say that again. That's a huge statistic.
Yeah,
say that
so
again.
If you work through your troubles, you overcome some really serious hurdles, and the couples that kind of push through those hard times, the vast majority are very happy 5 years later. They're very happy.
That's amazing. I think you shared that a year ago, and it hit me then. That you want to talk about an encouragement to people struggling in marriage. Look, Suzanne and I have had our struggles, and I always say, if she would only listen. No, but we joke, right? But the thing is, you and BJ, and I'm sure Heather and Ben, we don't have to talk about it on the air, but I know Ben has taken a drunken swing at our sweet sister. That's not a joke.
Yeah.
But, I mean, seriously, like, with the best marriages, it's tough.
You know.
And we need to say that. Good marriages struggle. It's normal.
Well, yeah. Let me tell you a personal example, because this is why I get concerned. When young couples cohabitate, eventually, in that 5-year, 7-year mark, they're going to hit that wall. And so if you're only cohabitating, you don't have the willpower to push through that wall.
Bingo.
And you're left devastated with that failed relationship.
Right.
And then you have fear and lack of trust going into the next one that you hope will work out.
Well, and I think even more that when you're living together, then even if you go on to get married, there's this mentality that when it gets hard, I still have an out. Right. There's something to sort of
bricking up
the back wall, if you will, when you get married, so that you've answered the question of who am I going to be with? That question doesn't have to be asked anymore.
And again, because the three of us have been in marriages for a long time, we know that that's real. In other words, that if there was no child involved and I wasn't married, you get to a point, it just gets so ugly. You know, it's just better, let's just break up, let's walk away. But if you're stuck in marriage, you're actually forced to work it out. And so you then take the trouble to work it out. Mm-hmm. And then you come through on the other side and you say, thank God I didn't walk away. I'm so glad.
Yeah.
Marriage holds you together in a weird way.
Well, that's what we want people to get a vision for, that there's beauty and joy on the other side of all these ups and downs. There are stages. I've been married for 37 years. There are stages.
To the same man?
Yes, thank you.
Is BJ the same man that he was 37 years ago? I doubt it.
No. I hope not.
I think you've beat him into like a semblance of a gentleman that after 37 years, and actually, you know, I always joke, but there's truth, right? Is that marriage, I realize I'm such a better man because of my wife.
I would say we both.
That's a fact.
I would say I am, and my husband is, that we're both better people because we have had to be the sandpaper for each other, the refining fire for each other.
Or to use the famous Tim Keller illustration. He uses this obscure illustration that like almost nobody ever owned what's called a gem tumbler. But I remember Keller saying the gem tumbler, you put the, like, you know, you get it at Scientific American or something like that or whatever, and or the Edmund Scientific catalog. You put stones in this thing and they knock against each other and then they come out these smooth pebbles. And that's what he says what marriage is. Like you're rough, but you wear away each other's edges and you become who you're supposed to be. God uses the conflict to make you the wonderful Heather Grizzle that you are today.
And we have some really wonderful helps at National Marriage Week USA. In fact, I wrote a little commentary last year, and my personal tips that my husband and I have lived through are manage your expectations, communicate well, intimacy is the key, don't use the D word, divorce, keep dating each other, learn the distinctions between love and respect, begin with the end in mind, and believe in your marriage.
And no burping, BJ. anybody? it is funny though, because truly we humanize each other, and women civilize men. That's a fact. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And especially if you're married, you're stuck with it. You can't just go like, I'm going to find a woman who doesn't mind that I burp. No, you're stuck with this woman, and she's going to bring it up and bring it up. And most men are going to go, you know what? I guess I'll just, to save the conflict, I will stop behaving like a pig. It's kind of it's a positive thing, and it's almost worked for BJ. I think another 10 years and you're out of the woods, Sheila. We're going to be right back. We're going to be right back talking to Heather Grizzle and Sheila Weber, my dear friends, about the most important subject there is, marriage. NationalMarriageWeekUSA.org is the website. Stick around.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-651-4888. That's 800-651-4888. 800-651-4888. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Before I get back to my conversation on National Marriage Week with Heather Grizzle and Sheila Weber, I want to mention to you something important. I want to first of all ask you if you already have. Do you already have a free subscription to Imprimis? I get Imprimis every month. It's spectacular. 3.7 million Americans read it every month. As always, Imprimis is free. It's part of Hillsdale College's effort to help all Americans pursue truth and defend liberty. You can subscribe now for free at MetaxasForHillsdale.com. My site, MetaxasForHillsdale.com, features the Imprimis edition by my friend Dr. Larry Arnn, the president of Hillsdale College and the world's leading scholar on Winston Churchill, the leading scholar in the world. Dr. Arnn tells the inspiring story about Churchill's courage and what you and your kids can learn from him. Now, this piece appears only in Imprimis, the free monthly speech digest from Hillsdale College. It's one of the most widely read publications in the country, with a larger circulation than the New York Times, thank God. It features the very best in conservative thought from heroes of the cause. So you can read this inspiring edition and start receiving Imprimis for free every month. Just go to MetaxasForHillsdale.com. And now we return to our conversation with my long-suffering friends, Sheila and Heather. Now, the two of you, seriously, we joke around about marriage and stuff, but we were saying earlier, we know marriage is hard. Good marriages are hard. Our marriages are hard. But why do we say over and over and over again, it's worth it?
Well, because all the research is really, really clear, but mostly...
And because BJ will come after you with a knife if you...
The research shows that married people just have all sorts of benefits. And the upper middle class actually is sort of holding their own on marriage. And unfortunately, the Charles Murray showed that the white lower class is dropping off a cliff. So in 1960, 96% of children live with both their parents who were in that category of white lower class. Today, only 36% live with their parents.
See, this is mind-blowing stuff. This is in a few decades,
so
the world has changed.
So we're concerned about outcomes for children, their educational experiences, the stability of their lives, and also their lack of fear in going into this relationship and subsequent relationships. There's a lot of fear out there. Heather and I were just visiting with her wonderful mother-in-law, my dear friend, has been a family therapist, Ann Grizzle, and she came up with this beautiful concept.
Is this the woman we can blame for Ben Grizzle? Yeah, I know. I know her.
Credit. But I love that. Maybe Heather can share what that concept is, of what Ann's concept of marriage was.
Sure.
Yeah.
She talked about how they were asked to give a talk at a church about their image of marriage, and she thought, you know, when you talk about a healthy marriage, you picture two people staring deeply into each other's eyes. And she said that's just not real. And as a result, people think they're aiming for the wrong thing because they don't have that. And so she said they prayed about it and realized that they viewed marriage as home base, that just like there was a base for her sons that were all Eagle Scouts to come back to when they'd been out camping or hiking to refuel, to get supplies and to be propelled on to the next mission. That's how they viewed marriage, rather than it being sort of restrictive. In fact, it was the launch pad. It was the foundation from which you could go out into the world and be more successful individually and together, because you knew who loved you and whose you were, not in a restrictive or ownership way, but just who you belonged to, who were your people and who loved you, and that propelled them both to greater success.
I love that idea, marriage as home base. And it's kind of funny when you describe, when people think happy marriages, like people staring into each other's eyes. Like, no, that's like maybe engagement period or maybe honeymoon or maybe, like, you know. But if you think that's normal, it doesn't mean you don't strive for that. But if you don't have that, it's okay. Not every moment has to be gushy, lovey, whatever. And I would even argue that sometimes strife, if it's handled correctly, can be the most powerful thing that unites people, because you get through that together and it bonds you to each other in a way that, you know, hippy dippy happy stuff, it's just not the same.
Conflict is the price we pay for a deepening sense of intimacy.
You sound like
That's good.
Psychologist.
That's good,
like a certified psychologist. Say that again, please. That was really good.
This is Ben's favorite. Conflict is the price we pay for a deepening sense of intimacy.
Hmm. For a deepening sense of intimacy.
My hope is that, you know, people who are in their 20s or early 30s can catch a new vision for what this can be for them. I think there's a lot of fear. In fact, some of our mutual friends, David and Amber Lapp, have done a lot of research. They're King's College graduates.
And by the way, they're the cutest couple I've ever seen.
And they're looking at this generation out in the Midwest, and they're saying that the younger generation doesn't want to not get married. They actually feel that marriage is very weighty, and they're fearful.
It scares them.
Fearful. Yeah. And so how can we help them get past the fear? Well, to give them a vision that this is a safe place, this can be an embellishment for who they want to be as individuals, rather than this sort of restrictive, constricting experience. And I was just reading that the Pope Francis was saying that, you know, We should help young people not just see this as their mistaken view or their selfishness toward marriage, but really that they're living in an age of alienation, a culture of discouragement, and they're feeling paralyzed by their fear. And he just says we should extend a sincere invitation to young people to be brave and to opt in for a joyous experience, that we should live the joy and share the joy.
And the Pope said this.
Yes, he did.
What does he know? He's not married. come on, Sheila. Come on. All right, folks, we're going to be right back talking about National Marriage Week. That's the 7th of February to the 14th of February. Please make a note of it. We'll be right back. Hey, Alvin.
Yeah.
Did I tell you that I take Relief Factor?
Yes, you did.
I take Relief Factor because running causes me sometimes back pain or hip pain or whatever. You know, a lot of people have experiences with different kinds of pain. And you don't want to take something that is toxic, right? I don't want to be like popping Advil or whatever. I take Relief Factor because it's made from botanicals. You can take it all day long. For example, a guy named Michael from Connecticut gives us his point of view. He says, Relief Factor helped to almost completely eliminate my elbow pain when I couldn't find any other solution. It's a great product, has helped with a lot of other aches and pain. Since I started Relief Factor, I feel like I've got more energy and generally feel better. That's why I take it. Hey, I don't take it for my health. Oh, actually, I do. I do take it for my health. But it's interesting because people, I think that they have to put up with pain. My advice is try Relief Factor. The Quick Start Kit is only $19.95. Try it for 3 weeks. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, I'm Victoria Hurst. My family's company, the Hurst Corporation, publishes a magazine aimed at young women called Cosmopolitan. Nicknamed Cosmo, it contains pornography that hurts kids. I oppose this and have asked the Hearst Corporation Board of Directors many times to label Cosmopolitan adult material so that it cannot be sold to anyone under 18. But the company has refused to do it. So now I have a campaign called Cosmo Hurts Kids. I'm working with legislators, law enforcement, and community groups to have all U.S. states' material harmful to minors laws enforced against Cosmo so that it cannot be sold to your kids. The National Center on Sexual Exploitation says Cosmopolitan magazine contains pornography and is harmful to minors. American Psychological Association studies prove that early exposure to sexualization has significant negative mental health consequences for underage girls. My website is CosmoHurtsKids.com. CosmoHurtsKids.com.
For so long, I'd had that little hidden sin. It was a secret. No one knew. So I'd convince myself it really wasn't hurting anyone, but what if my wife or kids found out? Harmless? It would have ruined me. The problem was, who could I talk to? I needed someone I could confide in, but this was so personal. Who could I trust?
He found someone to trust, and so can you. We're Faithful Counseling, the world's largest platform for faith-based professional counseling. All of our licensed and experienced counselors are qualified and certified by the state board, and many are trained in addiction counseling. But more importantly, we share your Christian values. Available 24/7 by text, messaging, phone, and video conferencing, all from the comfort of your own home. Try it for the first week free by going to faithfulcounseling.com and use the invite code word TRUST. That's faithfulcounseling.com and use the invite code word TRUST to get your first week free. Faithful Counseling, we're here when you need us.
Ever had an obstructed view at a show or an event?
This is so amazing.
What's so amazing? I can't see around this concrete column.
That's what it's like relying on checking your credit to protect you from identity theft. You get a limited view.
She looks beautiful.
Who looks beautiful?
You might detect credit changes, but you can miss threats, like someone getting an online payday loan in your name or selling your personal information on the dark web.
Did you see that?
See what? The concrete?
With LifeLock, you can see more. We use proprietary technology to detect a range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, a U.S.-based identity restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock can alert you to threats you could miss.
Told you this was worth seeing.
You are killing me.
Memberships start at $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Now get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code SMART. That's promo code SMART. LifeLock. More detection. More protection.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful. A miracle. Oh, it was beautiful, magical. And all the birds in the trees, they be singing so happily. Oh, joyfully. Oh, playfully watching me.
Folks, what would a radio program on National Marriage Week be without a little super tramp? I ask you. Folks, I'm talking to Heather Grizzle and Sheila Weber, my dear friends, about National Marriage Week. The website is nationalmarriageweekusa.com. marriagewusa.org. Check it out, nationalmarriageweekusa.org. Okay, what other facts and figures? What do you want to talk about?
Well, I'm very excited. There's something new that has just happened. I think your listeners will be interested that Minnesota just passed a bipartisan law to sort of put marriage back into the welfare reform efforts. And this is brand new. So what they've done, a Republican legislator and a Democratic governor agreed to increase the threshold for family poverty so that people could get married and for a period of time not lose the benefits. What was happening is that leaders in their state were hearing, especially from pastors and clergy, that there are people in their ranks that are choosing not to get married because they don't have the income. They would lose so much benefits. The single mother would lose the benefits. And so they, as a state, they have just drafted, they've passed a bill. This is going to take place in August, and they're going to try to measure whether this actually will mobilize people to get married who really do want to.
See, this is amazing that you actually have laws discouraging people from getting married. It's like lunacy because we all know that marriage is basically a good. I mean, not every marriage is great, but the concept of marriage, more people getting married, is a good thing. Yeah. But here we have a Democrat and a Republican uniting.
Right.
And this was Minnesota, you said.
Yes. And there's another state that's looking at this. I think once the word gets out, which is what we're going to try to help spread this Marriage Week, February 7th to the 14th, that there are some new public policy proposals and laws that can help people who really want to get married, but they're afraid of the economic kind of downturn on their own lives.
Right. And marrying Suzanne hit me hard economically.
Well, this is
very hard.
Giving married people a chance to still get some help for a period of time, probably 12 months to 18 months.
This is good news.
Yeah, because that's what's happening. The marriage is falling off a cliff in the impoverished areas today, and in the long run, that is not a good thing for children. So we want to, I mean, I love the fact that both sides of the aisle see the value in this. You know, progressives want to go ahead and give some benefits if they perceive it will pull people to their next, level of well-being. And conservatives care about poverty too, and especially value marriage. So this is a place for both sides to come together.
Well, and also we have the facts that we didn't have, again, 20, 30, 40 years ago. We can see what happens because of divorce. We can see economically the whole country is suffering. Heather, what else do we need to know? There's just so much information. It's good news.
Well, I think there's been a lot of pushback, I think, particularly from men, right? Biological and social motherhood are in sync. Biological and social fatherhood are not. And so the task of every society is to domesticate men. And in this case, what we've learned from all the research is that marriage is particularly good for men. It's good for women as well, but it's particularly beneficial for men. They have much greater health, higher earnings. It is a success story for men and a tip for success. And so I think men seeing marriage as something that's going to be additive to their lives and their livelihoods, not to be the old ball and chain.
Well, and it's funny idea. Because that what you just said, actually, it's true, right? I mean, I can look at my own life, and I'm not making this up. If it hadn't been for the fact that I had a wife and a child, would I have put myself through the great difficulty of writing the books that I wrote? Because it was really tough. But what made me do it was like, I have to do this. I've got to do this for them. I've got to do, you know, but if I was like able to kind of do what I want because I don't have, you know, I'm not costing much. I'm just living on my own or whatever. Would I have done that? And this is the paradox of life, right? Is that like some of the things that are harder are the things, I mean, we understand it with exercise, right? I'm willing to, you know, rise and grind and do what I need to do because I know there's a benefit. That is part of all of life is that if you're willing to do the tough work of being married and having kids, you will be blessed. There's no question you will be blessed on the other side of it. But we're living in a culture that doesn't tell you that. It only tells you kind of like, well, don't you want to be free? Don't you want to be whatever? And it sounds so good. It's like saying to somebody, you don't ever have to exercise or eat right, right? Why would you do that? Mm-hmm. But then later on, when you're falling apart, you say, oh, maybe it would have been a good idea to do that. Yeah. So I feel like marriage, it really that message needs to go out. It's one of the reasons I wanted you guys on.
Yeah. Also, when we look at poverty, and we know that there's a connection with the decline of marriage and the increase of poverty, there's a little tricky issue. You know, those of us right here, we're talking, we care a lot about the sanctity of life and pro-life. So we have to think about how to position a new message. There's something called the success sequence. But I want to give that caveat that we definitely think people can find ways to prevent their conception. And the success sequence is if you finish high school, you work full time, and you postpone childbearing until after marriage and after the age of 21, there's only a 2% chance that you'll be in poverty. If you don't do one of those three things, there's a 77% chance you'll be in poverty. Now, I say that caveat because the answer is to be careful and to measure your life so that these things happen. I don't want people
But they used to be the norm. In other words, the idea of that I'm going to get married and we're going to have a family used to be the norm. Now it takes a person really thinking about it. Like, I think about it. And it's kind of funny. We're out of time in this segment. Folks, we're going to be back. I want to encourage you to go to the website National Marriage Week USA. National Marriage Week USA. .org, National Marriage Week, USA.org. Check it out. We'll be right back.
You've got to come into my world and leave your world behind. Come on now.
Na 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 na.
You've got to
come down from that cloud, girl, and leave your world behind.
When you're with me, I feel sunshine even when I'm standing in the rain.
Network with thousands of Christian media professionals, ministry representatives, pastors, and business leaders at Proclaim 18, the NRB International Christian Media Convention, February 27th through March 2nd in Nashville, Tennessee. Hear speakers including Kay Arthur, Rick Warren, Eric Metaxas, Luis Palau, Joel Rosenberg, Jim Caviezel, MyPillow founder Mike Lindell, and dozens more. Gain valuable insights by attending one or more of the convention's six industry session tracks, where industry leaders will speak on digital media, radio, TV, church media, film and entertainment, and international ministry. Experience NRB's massive exposition featuring tools and services to expand and enhance your organization, church, or ministry. From media and fundraising experts to publishers and tech companies, the exposition has what you're looking for. Also on the expo floor will be an exhibit from Museum of the Bible, Proclaim 18, February 27th through March 2nd. For all the details, visit nrbconvention.org.
Gloves in a bottle.
A unique shielding and dry skin care lotion.
Gloves in a bottle.
Keeps the good stuff in and the bad stuff out.
Gloves in a bottle.
Dry skin care and protection for hands, face and body.
Gloves in a bottle.
Used and recommended by dermatologists.
Gloves in a bottle.
A hypoallergenic, fragrance and grease-free lotion.
Now available at local pharmacies and selected hardware stores, or shop at glovesinabottle.com and use code SALEM to get 15% off on your entire purchase.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Here comes the chuck wagon. Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. We're talking about marriage, National Marriage Week. I'm talking with my friends Heather Grizzle and Sheila Weber. Heather, you brought up, we've just got a few minutes left, but the Me Too campaign. How does that relate to this issue of marriage?
Well, I think what we're seeing with that campaign, which, I should say from the outset, obviously, assault and abuse and harassment are never acceptable, full stop. But I think one of the things that this campaign is evolving that I think we have to recognize is that there has been this lie since the sexual revolution that sex didn't matter, that it could just be two people doing something that felt good and there was no emotional entanglement. And I think one of the things that this movement is exposing is that that's just not true. That this, it matters. Mm-hmm. And that's why one of the many reasons that we're promoting marriage and working hard to strengthen marriages and promote a culture of marriage across the country.
Well, yeah. I was going to say, yeah, go ahead, Sheila.
Yeah, and this hashtag Me Too is revealing that the way to build trust is to be, you know, careful in our relationships at all levels, and not to allow anything that ranges from outright abuse to, you know, sort of aggressive promiscuity to derail us from the bigger goal, which is to build trust inside of a lifelong lasting love, requires that we are much more careful about our experiences of intimacy. So it all relates to marriage in the long run, because that is going to be the safest place.
Well, and I think, you know, it's the kind of thing that you need to say over and over and over. I would say to any woman, if a man is not committing his whole life to you forever, you should not let him touch you. You should not let him have his way with you. You are infinitely valuable to God, and you are worth – you ought to see your own worth. And if somebody is not willing – to give you everything, his whole life, you should not give him anything. And we've lowered that standard, and women have been the ones that have been most hurt by that. Mm-hmm. And to understand that marriage is a plus. Find the right person to spend the rest of your life with, and don't waste any other time, don't waste any other energy, don't waste any other affection. It's because it really is not good for you in the long run.
It's good to hear a man say that. I like that.
I think a lot of men that I know think that way, but you don't hear it on TV. You don't hear it on radio very much. This is pretty stinking basic stuff. Most people knew this from the beginning of time, but since the sexual revolution, we've been sold this bill of goods, which is baloney, and it mostly has hurt women.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And I'm sad because women actually, they think that this is women's liberation, but really it means they don't have enough self-esteem to value themselves to say no. There's some boundaries here, and it's about.
And there are plenty of men who will respect those boundaries. Don't pretend like there aren't. Mm-hmm. We're out there, folks. We're out there. Yeah. Okay, we just got 30 seconds left. Okay. What do we need to do? Quick.
I would love for people to get involved with National Marriage Week. We have a bulletin insert that your church can print and put in your bulletins during that week. And we encourage every group to start a class somewhere. It could be at the local YMCA, the library, in your home, or a Sunday school class. We want to see a growth in classes. It's a great way to reach out to your community. If you have any marriage event going on, please post it for free at nationalmarriageweekusa.org under the national calendar. And you can search for events that are happening near you at that same place.
This is terrific. Heather Grizzle, thank you. Sheila Weber, thank you. And Sheila, I know you've been married 37 years to BJ, but I know the first 40 years with BJ are the toughest. If you could just stick it out 3 more years, you're going to get through it. That's the program. It's the Eric Metaxas Show, MetaxasTalk.com. Thanks for listening.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.